Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Saira Mujtaba. The headlines. Campaigning for second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal to end this evening. Election Commission announces stringent security plan for second phase of polling, says any attempt to disrupt voting or obstruct electors will be dealt with firmly. NIA registers case over recovery of 79 crude bombs in Kolkata. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to arrive in Gangtok today on a two-day visit to Sikkim. India and New Zealand to sign free trade agreement in New Delhi today. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders beat Lucknow Super Giants in a super over thriller. And now the news in detail. Campaigning for the second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal will end this evening. A total of 142 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 29th of this month. The assembly segments that will vote in the second phase cover 8 electoral districts, including Kolkata North, Kolkata South, Howrah, Nodia, North 24 Parganas, South 24 Parganas, Hooghly and Purb Bardhaman. Leaders from all major parties will be holding rallies across the state. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting at Jalepi Mutt in Jagatdal today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will also hold 2 road shows. First will be from Bihala Thana to Manton and the second will take place at Chandanagar Bagh Bazar in Hooghly. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress leader Mamata Banerjee also has multiple programs scheduled for the day. She will walk in a public outreach march from Sukanta Setu in Jadhavpur in support of her party candidates for the Jadhavpur and Toliganj constituencies. Later, she has a public outreach program in her own constituency, Bhavanipur. TMC's All India General Secretary Abhishek Banerjee is also scheduled to campaign in Ranaghat, Hooghly, Arambagh and Maheshtala in support of party candidates. In our series of constituency profiles today, we take a look at the Haripal Assembly seat in West Bengal. A report from our correspondent.
The Haripal Assembly constituency in the Hooghly district will go to the poll on 29th April. The incumbent MLA Koro Bimanna has been fielded again by the Trinamool Congress. Total of 11 candidates, including 4 independents, are in the fray. BJP fielded Madhumita Ghosh. The All India Secular Front, an ally of Left, fielded Sheikh Muzaffar Ali. And Congress candidate is Azad Saif. Total electors in the Haripal Assembly constituency are more than 2,64,000. Trinamool Congress has been winning the Haripal Assembly constituency since 2011. In this assembly elections, all the parties canvassing extensively in this assembly. Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi campaigned here yesterday. Haripal is a key production area of potato. The potato farmers are facing distress for the low price of their produce. The situation becomes a key political issue in this assembly election. Kollan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
Earlier, the first phase of polling in West Bengal registered a record voter turnout of 93.19% on the 23rd of this month. Counting for all 4 states, Kerala, Assam, West Bengal, Tamil Nadu and one union territory, that is Puducherry, will be held on the 4th of May. The Election Commission has announced a stringent security plan for the second phase of assembly polls in West Bengal, making it clear that any attempt to disrupt voting or obstruct electors would be dealt with firmly. Meanwhile, the National Investigation Agency, or NIA, has registered a case to probe recovery of 79 crude bombs in poll-bound West Bengal. We have a report.
The Election Commission directed security personnel to carry out constituency-wise deployment and set up area domination exercises in interior lanes and sensitive neighborhoods to ensure that voters can exercise their franchise without fear. During a high-level coordination meeting attended by poll officials, senior police officers and commanders of central forces from 3 election districts under Kolkata, the Election Commission reviewed the preparedness in 142 constituencies that would go to polls on Wednesday. Earlier, State Chief Electoral Officer Manoj Kumar Agarwal, who visited Kagdweep in South 24 Pargana district ahead of the second phase of polling, held a meeting with representatives of various political parties and urged them to encourage voters to participate freely. He said CCTV cameras would be installed at every polling station, central forces would remain deployed at booths, and unauthorized persons would not be allowed within 100 meters of polling premises. On the other hand, the NIA has registered a case to probe the recovery of 79 crude bombs following a directive from the Union Home Ministry. The NIA has took over the investigation after the case was originally filed at Uttarkashi Police Station in Bhanga Division of Kolkata on Saturday. Earlier, the Election Commission also directed the West Bengal Police to launch a special drive to arrest those involved in illegal manufacturing of crude bombs in the poll-bound state. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Gangtok today on a two-day visit to Sikkim. We have more details on the PM's visit from our correspondents in Gangtok.
The visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi marks an important milestone in the Golden Jubilee year of Sikkim statehood and reflects the Modi government's continued commitment to the sustainable development of Sikkim. Prime Minister will take part in a grand roadshow from Biralo Dwar to MG Marg this afternoon tomorrow. The Prime Minister will participate in the closing ceremony of Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebrations at the historic Paljo Stadium, where he will inaugurate, launch and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects over 4,000 crore rupees across the state. The Sikkim government will present a grand cultural event themed 1,000 Steps of Unity, involving nearly 1,500 artists. With Mainak, this is Manas Pratim Sharma, Akashvani News, Gangtok.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a five-day visit to Himachal Pradesh beginning today for the summer sojourn. She will visit several districts of the state. More from our correspondent.
President Draupadi Murmu will stay at the presidential residence, The Retreat, located in Charabra near Shimla. On April 29th, she is scheduled to visit the Atal Tunnel Rohtang. During the visit, she will interact with officials of the Border Roads Organization and gather information about the historic tunnel. On April 30th, the President will attend the convocation ceremony of Chaudhary Sarvan Kumar Agricultural University, Palampur in Kangra district as the chief guest. On the same day, she will also participate in a program at the Army Training Command in Shimla. In view of the President's visit, the administration has made elaborate security arrangements. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will arrive in Andhra Pradesh today on a two-day visit to the state. During his visit, the Vice President will participate in the centenary celebrations of Andhra University in Vishakhapatnam this evening. The event marks the completion of 100 years of Andhra University's distinguished contribution to higher education and academic excellence in the country. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India and New Zealand will sign a free trade agreement or FTA in New Delhi today, marking a significant step towards strengthening economic ties between the two countries. Speaking during his visit to the Taj Mahal in Agra with New Zealand's Minister for Trade and Investment, Todd McClay, Mr. Goyal said the agreement was finalized after years of high-level discussions and will be signed in the presence of both the leaders. The FTA aims to double bilateral trade to $5 billion over the next 5 years.
The bilateral trade agreement between India and New Zealand's Minister of Trade, Todd McKay, was finalized after many years of negotiations between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and New Zealand's Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. We are going to sign it, and in a few months, it will be on a large scale between India and New Zealand. It will be a means to increase trade on a large scale.
National Security Advisor Ajit Doval met UAE President Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan yesterday and discussed measures to deepen the comprehensive strategic partnership and the regional situation. The Indian Embassy in the UAE said Mr. Doval conveyed Prime Minister Modi's greetings to the UAE leader during his official visit to the Arab country. In a social media post, the Indian embassy said measures to deepen comprehensive strategic partnership, the regional situation, and other issues of mutual interest were discussed. Earlier this month, Mr. Dobhal met Saudi Arabia's senior leaders and discussed bilateral relations, the regional situation, and other areas of mutual interest. A one-day special session of Madhya Pradesh Legislative Assembly has been convened today on the theme of Nari Shakti Vandan to hold a special discussion on women's empowerment and development. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will present an important resolution in the House today, demanding that after the completion of the delimitation process, one-third reservation for women to be implemented with immediate effect in Parliament and all state legislative assemblies. The proceedings of the House will begin at 11 a.m. and will continue in two phases until 5:30 p.m. The 2026 Review Conference of the Parties to the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, or NPT, will begin today in New York. Convened by the United Nations, states' parties will gather over a period of 4 weeks to review progress on NPT's three pillars, that is, disarmament, non-proliferation, and peaceful uses of nuclear energy. The 11th Review Conference of the NPT is taking place at a time of heightened international tension and armed conflict. In the recent years, tensions among the states, including nuclear weapon states, have intensified and instances of direct armed confrontation have increased. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, tonight at 9:30 p.m., we will bring an insightful discussion on promotion and regulation of online gaming rules 2026. During the program, listeners can ask questions on the subject. To participate, simply dial the telephone number 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. You can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 928-909-4044 or post your questions on X with the hashtag AskAIR. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Lucknow Super Giants in a super over thriller at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last night. Chasing a target of 156 runs set by KKR, LSG made 155 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. In the super over that followed, LSG managed to score only one run as they lost both of their wickets. In reply, KKR's Rinku Singh drove the first ball to the fence, scoring 4 runs and sealed the match. Rinku was adjudged player of the match. In today's fixture, Delhi Capitals will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi at 7:30 p.m. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast scorching heat conditions to continue over parts of northwest and central India for the next 3 days and abate thereafter. The weather agency has also predicted hot and humid weather conditions in isolated pockets over Andhra Pradesh, Kerala, Mahe and Tamil Nadu. It also said that Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Chhattisgarh and West MP will likely experience warm night conditions. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Saira. All newspapers have widely covered the firing at the White House Correspondents' Dinner as well as the electoral battle in West Bengal as the state gears up for second phase of voting. Trump in crosshairs again as shooter targets DC function, writes Hindustan Times. The Pioneer headlines gunfire at White House dinner. Bengal elections, PM Modi courts Matua voters, promises citizenship, writes the statesman. The Asian Age reports Modi shreds Mamata's rule, says state run by TMC criminals. The Hindu quotes the Supreme Court in its headline, right to safe travel on highways, part of right to life. The Tribune writes, Aam Aadmi Party petitions Rajya Sabha chairman wants 7 MPs disqualified for switching sides. The Statesman in its editorial titled Regulated Play writes, India's latest attempt to govern online gaming marks a subtle but consequential shift in regulatory thinking. Instead of casting a wide net over all digital games, the state has chosen to narrow its focus, loosening oversight for most formats while drawing a hard and ambiguous boundary around real money gaming. And finally, all papers have given tributes to the iconic lensman Raghu Rai, who passed away at the ripe age of 83. Hindustan Times writes, an icon whose lens chronicled India's political and social conscience. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal to end this evening. Election Commission announces stringent security plan for second phase of polling, says any attempt to disrupt voting or obstruct electors will be dealt with firmly. NIA registers case over recovery of 79 crude bombs in Kolkata. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to arrive in Gangtok today on a two-day visit to Sikkim. India and New Zealand to sign free trade agreement in New Delhi today. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders beat Lucknow Super Giants in a super over thriller. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.